This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Browns are going to London, playing the Vikings. October 5th, game time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Love it.
There is one, I don't know what you would, is this even an advantage, but what, Minnesota is going to be over there?
Yes.
Two straight weeks.
It will be an advantage. They will be adjusted. Does that mean we have a bye week before or after?
I would assume after.
October 5th is early for a bye week, or the week before that.
I mean, we've had it week four and week five. We had it week five 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet that if you're going to have a bye week around there, a bye week be after. But that don't help. That doesn't help you get adjusted. How early do you go out there?
Well, the game starts at 9:30.
So on Sunday.
There by 9:15.
Okay, that's enough.
Don't want to miss that coin toss.
You probably go out there, what do you think, Monday? You leave right after
as
your game?
As a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you go as soon as your game is over. If you're playing a Sunday night game before, hopefully you're playing like a Thursday night game before.
Right. Yeah, get your ass on the plane.
To maybe mitigate any kind of advantage that there might be.
Is it sad or impressive that I remember that they were up at halftime in that game? And they were. They were up 13-12.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. You got to pick one, though. I'm going to pick sad, right?
I think sad that you said up, but it was only 1 point, so it was marginal at
best.
It was
also a season that they didn't win a game, so being up 1 point is, hey.
And the final score looks like they got hammered. They lost like 33-16.
Where was that in the year?
Middle.
Okay.
Which Daryl got the initial year wrong. He said 2016. It was 2017, because that was the year they didn't win anything. But I remember it was the middle of the year. They played at the old stadium. Because I remember the press box, according to Jason Gibbs, didn't have much like room. I think they kind of did the game like amongst the crowd.
That's where soccer announcers do the game. If you ever watched any of that Ted Lasso, man, they're sitting right in the middle of
it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
They put Ian Dark right there in the middle of the fans?
Get him right there.
No, that can't be. They can't do that.
Yes.
They can't do that.
I mean, that is where we're doing basketball games from here. It's in the club level.
Well, yeah, they're sitting right in the middle. You're separated from the fans.
And really, TV is doing that now. No, Ken, there are seats
not by
right
that
beside
far,
it.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty close
sets
now.
Beside a season ticket holder.
Which sucks if you're sitting like right behind Jim Jones because he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get your tickets moved.
You can't tell him, hey, need you to move. He's like, I'm doing the game.
Well, what if he's sitting down? He's probably sitting down. Can't you see if he's sitting down?
I think he's still a giant.
That's blocking out.
So do you have any take on in London before we go and get to the Cavs?
I was asking, do you think it matters to the general fan whether the Browns are good or bad before you'd want to go on a trip like that?
Well, it's London. It's a international trip. So you and the missus had to have already been thinking about an international trip.
Yeah.
And now you get two birds stoned at once because you can't just go for the game and leave. You go for all the I don't know how much time, like, I'm sure they have, like, other NFL festivities going on in the city before the game. I don't know how many of those you take in. Maybe you take in a couple. But if I'm going to London...
Well, I don't know now because I'm just looking at the schedule from September 28th, which I don't know when that is in the week, like what week of NFL football that is. It's four, I think, maybe, until... So September 28th until November 9th. No, until October 19th. They have a game. They have a European game that starts at 9:30 every week.
Yes.
I mean, they play back-to-back. We're the first game at Hotspur Stadium. And then the Jets and the Broncos are the next week. If they're doing a big... I could get that they would do it if it was one game, but we're so... How many seasons have they been doing this now?
It's the novelty is out.
I don't know if you're getting a big festival for it.
Boy, that's a good question. I can tell you this. There is no chance. I've never been to London, and that is on, you know, the list of places I would like to go if I had a chance.
Is that somewhere that you and your wife have talked about maybe,
yes,
like,
yes.
Liz, don't want to go with me. She told me to take Axel. I swear to God. Swear to God.
Well, I can tell you there is absolutely no chance that my wife would allow the football game to eat into the limited time that we have on any kind of a vacation.
There's a town.
She would just say, why wouldn't you? You just go to a Browns game anytime.
Yes.
And then certainly there's no way I'd be like, yeah, but the NFL's doing a tailgate so we can go and drink and eat. And she'll be like, so we're going to hang out with people from Cleveland in London.
Well, if she's just
why
got
are
that
we doing
attitude
that?
About everything, then what the hell?
Why are we doing that?
Food instead of going to whatever.
So she'd be like, this doesn't sound like a London trip. This sounds like a West 6 trip. A Muni Lot trip.
It's a very far east.
Yeah, but you get to do it in London.
Yeah.
So we'll all get to meet. You get to see other things, too. It's not like you're just going to West Park Station the whole time. Like, you're going to go to other places.
But this would take 8 hours of the day away from doing the other things that you could do in
this
London.
This is what you're doing.
Well,
on
she doesn't
that
have
day.
To be a part of any of it. She can just go and ass off wherever if she wants to. I'm going to go to the Browns game. Well, you make her out to be not a very nice lady.
But I can understand it. Like, the last thing I would want to do, like, when you go on your cruise ships, you don't want to wear a Cleveland shirt and just talk to Cleveland people on your cruise ship. Like, you could do that anyway.
It is an easy way to start a conversation, though.
It is, yeah.
Easy way to make friends. Easy way to maybe get some people involved.
That's true.
You might
a recruiting
want to get
trip.
In. Yeah. I'm always recruiting, man. Always doing it. Yeah, Liz told me she don't want to fly over there because I always said I'm going to go over there, and if I just take Axel, it's going to be weird to just take Axel because she's got to go. I'm going to want to get loaded at some point in England or in Ireland or something like that. But I said there's a town outside of London called Guildford, and that's originally where my family comes from. And I said, wouldn't it be cool to go there and obviously see that town and get some dirt and bring some of that dirt back. Maybe take some of our dirt in the borough and take it over there. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool.
No,
yeah,
you don't
why
care.
Not? Let's
all
do
right.
It.
Cavs. Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell has to think about his future, whether or not he's going to play tonight, according
if
to
he
Tone.
Truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go.
If he cannot go to London.
Kenny's going to have some fish and chips.
If I can go, I'll just go to Arthur Treacher's or open them back up again. 26.
Want some pie and mash?
Shut up. Shut your mouth. They call it Scran over there.
Oh, you mean of the Guildford Carmans?
Line up the bangers and mash. Let's go.
Shut up.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, well, you got to go.
I hate you both. I hope you're in the same car. Robert in Brecksville, hello.
Unfortunately, Lime, I do agree with your wife. There's pros and cons to both of it, two sides of the coin. If you've never been to London before, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that, considering not saying that she's married to you, but she's married to a guy that lives, eats, and breathes sports as a career, as a form of money, as a paycheck, I'll give her that. But, like, if you've been to London a number of times, then, yeah, you could afford to get 4, 6, 8 hours to tailgating. There's a few events, I think, that are happening, just like local Browns fans that are putting something together there to, like, tailgating a few events. But, like, she's never been there, you've never been there, so it's like, I agree with her. But if you've been there before, then yeah, obviously, it's like, it's, you know, Ken, Lima, Owen, let's go hang out and drink beer for 6 hours, and then we could go walk the, you know, London Bridge or something.
I think it makes it an easy trip. Thank you for the call, down. Robert. I think it might be an easy trip for anybody who might have been like, maybe they're on the fence. They're like, okay, I get to go see the Browns over in London. That might be fun. I don't really have any. I got to tell you, as a vacationer, I don't think I have I'm not necessarily Rick Steves here. I don't think I'd have a big interest in, no offense, Berlin, Madrid, not really a big Spain guy. Sao Paulo, no. London, Dublin, down with that. If they played Italy.
Sao Paulo is a very long
possibly
trip from London.
I know that, but I'm just saying, of all the different places that they play in, London and Dublin would be the first two. I never really wanted to go to Germany. Not really a big German.
No?
Yeah.
My wife's side has German heritage.
Like a year. I'm not against Germans.
Third side,
I'm
think just, it'd be better.
I just have no interest in really going to Germany.
Between Joe Thomas and his coaching, Brian Hoyer's been helping launch like some football thing over there.
Again, I am not against Germans. Listen to me. I just don't want to go
just
there.
Seems to be. So are you detecting?
You are against.
I'm not against rappers. I'm not against them either. Frank in Washington, get us back on track, please.
I'll tell you what, I've about had it with
this show.
It's about time.
Yeah.
These injuries that are piling up for us that seem like, all right, you know, they're not great, but if you can walk, you need to be playing. It's as simple as that. And, you know, if Donovan really
if he truly
move,
cannot play, then he cannot
then,
play.
Then he
but
cannot
if he can
play.
Go at all,
Frank, we got to go.
You know what? Part of me is like, this is kind of like fortifying everything that we've been saying about them for really the entire year, which is that they lack an element of toughness. And I'm about to the point where I think that Kenny Atkinson should just put in Tristan Thompson if Miles Turner and all these guys are going to start bowling.
He had a nice block. He had a nice block in garbage time.
Been so many people who just want Tristan Thompson to go out there and swing
points
at
their
people.
Deficit.
Just put somebody in that's going to play with a little bit of physicality, but it's like, I don't know why you're laughing. I'm freaking out over
you
here.
You should sign the Nasty Boys for a one-game contract. I mean, Frank, I understand you're frustrated, honestly, and thank you for listening, and thank you very much for the call.
Sacks has that step back three.
Tristan Thompson, plus 12
wow.
last game, plus 12. Donovan Mitchell, minus 35. So you just put Tristan Thompson in, take Donovan Mitchell out, boom.
That's right.
You're playing against Mark Jackson off the bench for the Pacers in that game. I'd expect
I'm going
to
repeat
plus
myself,
12.
Plus 12. Okoro, plus 15. Craig Porter Jr., plus 14.
Wow.
I mean, why are they not playing
why
more?
Why are these guys not starting?
How is the coach of the year not realizing his assets are all on the bench?
You are the worst. Spiro Dedis going to join us at
9:22. Jalen Tyson, plus 12. Ken referenced him earlier.
Yeah, it was by mistake. We get one caller who is yelling at Mitch, making fun of me.
I know one thing. Jason Tatum, no longer available. Jalen Tyson, available.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, we got to go. We got to go to break. Spiro.
Playing for Spiro. Got to play for Spiro.
Oh, what do you think the rejoin is?
We got to go.
Ken, you're still on the air.
Yeah, I know. I got to do live read.
All right, well, calling tonight's game, NBA on TNT. We hear him during the football season. We are hearing him during the postseason of the NBA. Spiro Dedis, thank you for coming on the show with us. And make sense. Make sense of what's going on in the Eastern Conference right now, Spiro, because we do not understand any of it.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on with you. I was hoping you guys could make some sense for me of what we're witnessing, because we're just as confused as you guys are, believe me.
Well, Spiro, I'd like to try to blame injuries, but I don't know. That seems to go out the window for a lot of teams. The only thing I can say this, I don't know, man. It feels cheap to say this. They had a series against Miami. Miami did not put in a lot of effort into the series. Meanwhile, like you see what the Knicks are doing. The Knicks were in a boxing match of sorts against the Detroit Pistons. It's really sharpened them against the Boston Celtics. I know it was a gentleman's sweep, but I don't think there was anything gentlemanly about Milwaukee and the Indiana Pacers. And it seems like, man, the Pacers, like, people here are calling them dirty. Okay, to some degree, maybe, but I just think that they're pushing the Cavs around, and it's a problem we've dealt with over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the first thing is, right off the top, I think people have underestimated this Indiana team for whatever reason. I think we forget how quickly we forget that this team last year had that incredible run to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I just think we minimize what a run like that does for a group that is as talented and is as, I think, together as this Indiana team is. You know, they've got a fantastic coach, a guy who I've long said has been one of the most underrated coaches in the league. He's just, for whatever reason, Rick Carlisle is just never in the conversation when we talk about the best coaches, and I think that's a mistake. I think great coaching goes such a long way in a seven-game series in the NBA postseason. And you know, the other thing, watching these two teams the other night, the first thing that came to mind is, you know, you've got, on the one side, you've got a Cleveland team that obviously had just a magnificent regular season. They were just incredible. The consistency they played with was just, it was mind-blowing how good they were for such long stretches with the winning streaks that they put together and all that stuff. But, you know, and again, I know that they won a playoff series last year, but they haven't had a deep run yet in the postseason. And so it's almost like, you don't want to say they're going through this for the first time, but as a group, they haven't had many postseason experiences together. And I just think the way that Indiana bounced back from that 22-point home loss in Game 3, a game which I think would have imploded a lot of other kind of weaker-minded teams, I think we saw one team on the one side, Indiana, a team that's had the postseason experience of a deep playoff run, versus a team like Cleveland that maybe was a little unsure of itself in a game like that. Because when you lose a game like that, I think it's deeper than just saying, hey, this is an off night. You know, we'll bounce back like we see so often in the regular season. There was something deeper going on there, and it was very disconcerting to watch. I'm sure if you're a coach of this Cleveland team after the season that they just had, and a fan that was watching that game.
Well, just listening to Kenny Atkinson after the game, I mean, the team seemed shell-shocked. How they could come out, turn the ball over, all of a sudden, some of that great chemistry they had all season seemed to be blown up. Indiana picking them up full court. The Cavaliers players picking up their dribble at half court. Just none of it made any sense. So how do you think they use the fact that already in this series they had bounced back from a tough deficit to now have to do it again? Plus, the good news is, you do have two potential home games here to try to make up a 3-1 deficit. Normally, you have to do the opposite.
Yeah, no, I think that's the best thing they have going for them, certainly. I mean, the building was incredible. Probably the loudest building I've ever been in Game 2. It was just unbelievable. The one thing that I think has not been great for Cleveland is that, as amazing as Donovan has been in this series, and I said it on the air the other night, I think he's broken through another threshold of superstardom in this postseason. You know, the level that he's taken his game, the load that he's had on his shoulders, he's performed at a level that even for him, I don't think we've seen before. You know, with the back-to-back 40-point games, I mean, he was physically spent. I mean, I've rarely seen a game where an athlete has literally used every ounce of energy the way he did in Game 2 to almost single-handedly win that game for him. But the flip side of that is, And I saw this working for the Lakers for 6 years with Kobe, you know, before they got Powell and before they gave him the reinforcements that he needed to go win his last couple of championships. I just think it's become something where it's almost too much Donovan. You know, even, you know, take away game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game two where they had the other guys missing. I just think the offense has gotten a little too Donovan heavy at times. And it's taken away a little bit from what made this team great. Now, part of that is some of these other supporting cast players have not performed well. They're not carrying their weight. So Donovan has felt the need to do more. But they just have to find a way to get back to what made them so great, where, you know, Evan Mobley's getting his shots. The guys coming off the bench are performing at the level that they did during the regular season. And if they need to figure that out. I mean, if they don't, their season's going to end potentially as early as tonight. So, you know, a lot of that goes to what Indiana does defensively. It goes back to what we've said with Rick Carlisle, the way that they've schemed. And that's the other thing that makes the NBA postseason versus the regular season so different. The coaching matchups. How do these coaches scheme against each other? How do these staffs, you know, look at the film and try to take away the first one or two things that a team wants to do? And I think we're seeing the effects of that as well in this series.
Spiro Dedis joining us, NBA on TNT, CBS Sports. You watch him with a couple of the Browns games over the last couple of years, certainly. But we're watching him doing these playoff games on TNT. Spiro, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You just gave me the answer. But I'll put words in my own mouth here, obviously. Boy, that's another great quote, Owen, you can use. when you say almost too much Donovan, that sounds to me like, all right, we're going through another playoff problem again where other guys just kind of get stuck in the mud and they're waiting on Donovan to do something instead of creating their own offense.
Yeah, I mean, I hesitate to say it that way. I just think we have to give Indiana the credit. I think too often we see a team lose and a team, you know, we hear the postgame comments and they say, well, it wasn't them, it was us. And I think that, you know, that does a disservice. I mean, look, Indiana is such an impressive group because, and Greg Anthony has talked about this, when you look at matchups in a playoff series, you always tend to give the advantage to the team that has the best player or players. And because Indiana doesn't necessarily have that super, superstar, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, I think we could all agree, is a burgeoning star in this league, and he's had an amazing postseason. You know, on a lot of nights, Indiana is not going to have the best player on the floor. And that could trick you into thinking that this is not a team that is a legit title contender. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's another myth that this Indiana team can potentially shatter with this group because – they're very unique in that they can all pass, they can all shoot, they can all dribble. You know, they're just all really good basketball players. And I think the totality of what they have as a group overcomes some of their shortcomings. And what they did the other night was as impressive a basketball display at both ends of the floor that I've seen in a postseason game. I mean, it was unbelievable to watch. It was crazy in that it was happening against a Cleveland team that's just had this incredible 64-win regular season. And I think we have to be careful of just saying, you know, this is about the Cavs shortcomings in this series, what they haven't done well, and not kind of giving Indiana their due. Because this is a group that is putting something together now, you know, potentially with a second straight year of getting to the conference finals.
Spiro, what was going through your mind when there was almost a Donnybrook that took place on the floor? Mathurin, DeAndre Hunter, and were you surprised by the verdict after they went to the tape? And do you ever worry about what like one fan base might think of the way you adjudicate something or your analyst? Because obviously the fans are always going to think in their hometown that the refs did them in or the other team was dirty. What did you think of the whole situation?
Well, my first fear was that we were looking right at DeAndre when he started to pace towards Benedict Mathurin. You know, it almost seemed like he was going to try to cold cock him. So the fact that it was a push instead of a punch, I think we were all, you know, happy in that moment that it didn't escalate and that, you know, that both benches didn't clear and we had some melee that we've seen so many times over the years in the postseason. So I thought the officials did a nice job. I was mildly surprised that DeAndre didn't get ejected. I mean, as Greg said on the air, we've seen guys get thrown out of games for lesser offenses than that. But I think you can make an argument that they got it right. You know, I thought what Benedict did was what it was. I mean, it was a close fist to the midsection. It was something that could instigate something that could have become something bigger. And yes, in those situations, I've learned, say as little as possible. You know, when we do the NFL, we have the luxury of having Gene Steratore who hops on with us and you know, can educate us on the rule book and what exactly the officials are looking at. But I thought they did a great job. And, you know, a lot of times the psychological kind of response to that is so telling. And, you know, sometimes the team that's losing uses something like that and comes back. But my God, obviously the opposite happened for the Cavs.
I thought the Cavs were going to have a huge advantage in this series with Evan Mobley, who took a leap this year offensively. We already know about his defensive prowess. And then having Jared Allen. Now, Jared Allen very quietly had a really, really good first three games of this series, was not so good last game. But they have not owned that matchup in a way I thought they would. In fact, Mobley only had three shot attempts in the first half last game. Don't you think this kind of seems like a game where he's going to be empowered to be a lot more aggressive?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and I think it's one of my biggest kind of I want to say gripes with the Cavs in this series. I mean, he had such a great season this year, guys. I mean, as you guys saw all year, the development is his offensive game. I think the commitment that Donovan showed to empower him, to give him the space to become the offensive player that he did was a big part of the team that they were. And, you know, not only just the other night, I go back to game two. I think he only had 13 shots. The previous game that he played prior to the injury, I think he only had 13 shots. To me, that's just not enough for Evan Mobley. Not against this Indiana team. You know, maybe in the first round against the Heat, where you're clearly outclassing your opponent. But against a team like the Pacers, they need their second best player to play like that. And maybe to have stretches where he's the focal point of the offense. Until you have that, you know, you're going to have great regular seasons. You're going to maybe win a playoff series or two. But I just don't think that you can make deep runs in the postseason without multiple guys, you know, your best players playing their best basketball at this time of year. There's just been too many stretches where Mobley's been too quiet. And whether that's on him, whether that's on the rest of the group, that's a question for Kenny Atkinson. But clearly they need more from him, especially on a night like tonight. Whether or not Donovan plays, you know, if he does play, what's he going to be able to give them? This night is about Evan Mobley as it is about anyone else.
It was bizarre to see the footage that you guys were able to show after halftime with Donovan Mitchell coming out. A non-contact injury during shoot-around wasn't necessarily going that hard. Didn't seem to be a lot of urgency by the rest of the Cavaliers to, like, run over there and help out their best guy. So I know at the risk of, you know, having an awkward response like we had with Jared Greenberg earlier in the week where I asked him about body language with Darius Garland. What do you think is going on with Donovan Mitchell? Because, you know, last year he couldn't play game five against the Celtics. That was a calf strain. He's had both calf strain and a re-aggravation of the ankle. At least publicly, that's what they're sharing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It was, you know, I was not on the court when that happened. You know, we came back and we saw the same footage that you know, that we showed you guys during the game. I don't think most of the team was out on the court yet, to be honest. I think they were just kind of trickling out there. So that was one thing. Second, I mean, it's just unfortunate. But, you know, is it really surprising, guys? I mean, when you see how taxed his body has been in this series and how much he's pushed his body physically to the limit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Limit that I think, you know, it just sometimes it doesn't make sense. I mean, the way he was knocked to the floor in that game too, I think back to how physical that game was, and what he's had on his plate, what he's had on his shoulders in terms of the burden. I mean, the fact that they were in a position to win that game up 20, it was just a testament to Donovan. I mean, I know that they had some other contributors in that game and in key moments, but that was as impressive a game as I've ever seen. And I just think that takes a toll on someone's body. And Greg said this the other night. I mean, the bumps, you know, every time he comes down the court, he's taking contact, hitting the floor. I mean, that takes so much out of a player. And so to see him now, his body give out now for a second straight year at this time of year, I think tells us a little bit about the burden that Donovan has had on his shoulders. And it's just, it's unnatural. You know, I don't think it's healthy for him. I don't think it's healthy for the team. And you know, just like everyone here, we're just hoping that he can play and he can give this team something tonight.
Spiro, thank you very much for the time. Enjoy your time here in Cleveland. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Spiro Dedis on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Have you talked yourself into winning Game 5 yet, Tone?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if everybody agrees with you or whether or not they have to earn, the Cavs have to earn their affections. That's Spiro Dedis with us. That was me at saying something silly earlier in the show. Let me say another silly thing. Too much Donovan, not enough Donovan. 216-474-0092. We play the hits. We play the classics on this show.
It's funny how things rear their ugly heads when you start losing games and you're wondering, how is it that this team that was the deepest in the NBA all year, now you got people going, oh, Indiana's deeper. It's like, you guys weren't saying that all year. And you think about Donovan Mitchell, who took 30 shots, 30 freaking shots in game one, followed it up, 30 shots in game two when he scored 48, followed it up, 29 shots in game three. That is not Cavalier basketball all season. Yeah. We understand the playoffs are different.
That's too much Donovan.
That right there.
That's too much Donovan.
Too much Donovan.
Thank you, Spiro. If you told me that before the series started,
good name.
I probably
spelled differently from Spiro Agnew.
I probably would say that we'd be in trouble if I saw those shot attempt totals before the season or before the series.
I can't let you go on,
there
Anthony.
We go. I knew it.
Power rank them.
gotta power rank your Spiros.
Number one, Spiro Dinas. Number two, Spiro Agnew.
That's definitely a similar top two.
Is there another Spiro? The two I know.
As what I have.
Is there another Spiro out there? Hold on, famous Spiros.
That's what I wrote. I didn't see it either.
What do you get?
I got nothing. I've got a guy on LinkedIn, Spiro Spiridopoulos.
Well, guess what? Congratulations, Spiro Spiridopoulos.
There's also Spiro Stamboulos.
Who's that?
IMBD.
Spiro Kostov.
I've got.
I don't know what that person did though, Spiro, so I don't want to throw anything.
Andriopoulos.
Okay. Well, either way.
Seems to be a theme. These are all
Spiro
not
Spiro is spelled
Irishmen.
Differently though. These are Spiro. He is Spero. Spiro. Just throwing that out there. I think it's that
but
sounds
he's
like
something.
Too much Donovan.
Yeah,
yeah
he's
that
on
sounds
to
like
here.
Too much.
So let's ask: how did it get to that
Donovan.
Point? Right. How did it get to that point? How is it that a team wins this many games, as dominant as they are? Boston was scared of them.
Is it something they do defensively? Or, I mean, is it something that Indiana's doing defensively? Or are they not answering the challenge of the other three, of the big three? Are they not doing that? Well, remember, now hold on. In the first two games, now you give me those shots again. Let me write them down real quick. Go, 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 go. What do you got them in front of you?
The numbers, the shot attempts.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
I've got them right here.
Well, yeah, wait.
30 in game one, 30? 30 in game two. 29 in game three, and of course only played first
right.
half.
Well, Darius was out the first two games of the series.
Okay. Makes sense. Yep. So
if Darius is there, it ain't 30 shots. It's probably not five, but it's spread out.
So it brings
then in game two, Evan's out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Evan's out for game two. So without game two, 30-30. Well, yeah. Well, naturally, it's too much Donovan. So if we put it. It's like I'm Goodwill Hunting drawing equations here. If you put it to what it is, like how could it not be too much Donovan? That's why I don't know if this series, while it sounds right when what Spiro says that, and he's not wrong, obviously, but when I see it, it's like, well, there's a reason behind that. All right, can you just whip the ball into Jared Allen all the time? No. And remember, Ty Jerome can't hit the broadside of a barn in this series. So who do you trust? It's Donovan.
Well, so I would say.
So maybe, you know what?
That brings you
not
back.
Enough it might not be not enough Donovan. It might just be the right amount.
Honestly, it brings me to that follow-up question I had for Spiro, which was not enough Evan Mobley.
Oh.
Like if you are a guy.
He's hurt.
Okay, so I do wonder about that. Remember, high ankle sprain. He only missed a game. So that was crazy how quickly he got back out there.
I almost said he's on the juice. No, he's on the cortisone. I think he's got to be taking the shots. That thing looked bad. He could barely get off that bench in game two.
I'll be interested to hear about that after this game or after, hopefully, not the end of the series. But how much that has plagued him because, man, he took that leap this year. Every game, he seemed to show a little more. Of what he could do, backing guys down, turning, spinning, and driving against smaller guys, bullying guys. Evan Mobley, in year four now, bullying guys. We've seen almost none of that in this series. I mean, forget about the three-point shooting or whatever. Like, eventually, this is the NBA playoffs. You're seeing it in every other series. Eventually, you got to put it down, put your head down, and go to the basket. I mean, that is what is ultimately going to be needed in these series, especially if they won three in a row miraculously. Now you're playing against the Knicks. I mean, you're not going to beat the Knicks just shying away from contact and shooting threes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how these games have been dragged down into the muck for all these teams. For Minnesota, for Denver, right? These games have taken on an entirely new identity.
216-474-0092. Can I get Terry real quick? Terry in Akron, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Wonderful, Terry. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, the whole thing is I don't think they're physical enough. You know, you got to put your, like you said, you got to put your head down and go to the basket. And then when somebody comes to the basket, knock them down like they knock us down. I mean, you look, when Hunter got into that, nobody came to his rescue. I don't say you got to fight or anything, but nobody moved on the floor. You can come on the floor.
Well,
at
that moment, you're losing the game. I can't see that. I don't think that's a great example. I think everything else, Terry, I think I can give you with that. But when it came to that incident alone, you couldn't afford to lose anybody. You got guys who are playing hurt. I can't afford to lose a player because if things are jumping off, I can't. Who knows what they're going to do and who they're going to throw anybody out. Terry, thank you for the call. So that moment, I was happy that calmer heads prevailed in game four on Sunday night when everybody just kind of pulled people away and it was just a pull apart and we moved on from it. I was fine to let Mathurin get thrown out. But in the other moments, like, yeah, man, they're going to play physical basketball. And if they're not calling it going to the lane, then you're going to have to serve justice and defend yourself. Because that has been an issue, an ongoing issue. And it sounds, I hate saying that, because it really sounds lowest common denominator. Well, they ain't tough. Well, if you ain't tough, you ain't tough. Ready? Ready for the end of the show?
Let's go.
We have the podcast, 10:15.
We do.
What do you want to talk about?
I think we can... I want to dig deeper into this. Because, I mean, they're not
into
winning.
This?
They're not winning tonight. Yeah, do a little post-game, pre-game show here. And the playoffs in general. We didn't get into the contact and whether or not people like what they are seeing.
Interesting.
Because the NBA, according to Zach Lowe, they are investigating whether or not it's been too physical in the playoffs.
What else we didn't get into?
What?
This rigged NBA lottery. Yep.
Oh, my dear God. You are right. Sorry, we got lost in the, if he can go, he can go. I regret nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.